Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. I'm not exactly sure what this charge is for that's on my account. Could you help me out, please?
Sure. Let's see if we can figure out exactly what's going on. Let's start with your zip code, please.
33876.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Cindy Roberts.
Okay, I did find you. Can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. 6509 Old Oak Ave, Sebring, Florida, 33876.
Thank you, and I'm pulling up your account. I'll take just a moment.
Sure.
Sorry, it runs slow this time every day. It'll be right up, though.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Yes, ma'am. It does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win an ice maker for $7.95 that would enter you into a drawing. When that happened, it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. I see they charged you $56.95, that you would get a $125 voucher each month to purchase a gadget from the online shopping membership store.
Okay, I don't want this. I don't know. I did not see that. I don't want anything to do with this, and I would like to have my money back if I could, please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. First off, I'm going to cancel your account to stop all future charges effective immediately since that is monthly. For the $56.95, they let me do a 35% refund.
What? No, I want all my money back, ma'am. I did not sign up for anything else. All I got was supposed to get was a $7.95 charge, period.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions.
I read them, and I didn't see anything about $56.95. Otherwise, I never, ever would have even done this. Never.
Yes, ma'am. They only let me do the most is 50%. That would be $28.48.
You got to be fucking kidding me. Pardon me. Pardon my language. This is bullshit. It's bullshit. Okay, whatever. Just give it to me, and then I'm going to call my bank, and I'm going to request the whole thing back. Sorry.
I'm going to refund you in full. No problem, ma'am. Let's go ahead and do that now. Okay, $56.95. I'm going to refund you. It will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I want to make sure it goes through. And your account was canceled, though, so there'll definitely be no more charges. You'll have this refund in 3 to 5 business days. And I will have a confirmation number for you also in the next minute or less.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be use that foul language, but that's
I
like
get it,
the
ma'am.
Last,
money is money.
It is, and that's the last $50 I had in my bank account, and I got a credit card payment coming out today for $50, so I'm going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, good. I get where you're coming from. This day, it's a scary world we're living in right now.
It really is.
Everything really is going up, and the jobs aren't paying more, to be honest.
That's for sure.
And then the gas and everything else, you're thinking, and then you go buy groceries, and, you know, I'm having to check. I'm a single mom, so I'm having to check my account balance before I can even go in the grocery store and try to add it up in my head.
And that's what I just did. I went to my bank account because I wanted to see if my payment came out from my credit card, and all of a sudden I'm seeing $56.95. What the heck is this?
Yes, ma'am. I get it. Okay, I've got your cancellation number for us now, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead, honey.
C is in Charlie,
2610763 29. Okay. C,
2610763 29. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thank you very much for that, and I apologize for using up all the language.
No, ma'am,
so
you're
sorry.
Good. I get it, ma'am. No problem at all. You gave me a... That is one word that says so much without being very big at all. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's still not right. It's still not right.
Hey, it slipped from me also, though, but don't worry. You're great, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, honey.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.